It's still not clear what the Supreme Court's ruling on the Defense of Marriage Act will mean for many same-sex couples in the Northwest. That's because of new legal questions surrounding the hundreds of couples who have marriage licenses from Washington State, but live in states like Idaho and Oregon that have banned same-sex marriage. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has this story.
Charlie Del Tenry of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, still needs to make an extra trip on her wedding day. When she marries her partner in August, they'll first cross the border to Spokane, Washington.
So essentially we'll have two ceremonies on that day, one legal and one symbolic.
The decision overturning the Defense of Marriage Act doesn't legalize same-sex marriage in Del Tenry's home state, nor does it force Idaho to recognize same-sex marriages from other states. And that's where it gets complicated. Federal agencies have different rules for marriage benefits. For some, it matters where you got married. For others, including the IRS, it matters where you live now. Gonzaga University law professor Kim Pearson says that means the out-of-state marriages of many same-sex couples may not count if their state doesn't recognize them.
What it does, in effect, is highlight the patchwork of laws that same-sex couples face, no matter what they're looking at.
For Charlie Del Tenry, the rules could be significant. She's uninsured, but her fiancé works for the Indian Health Service and receives federal employee benefits.
You know, I know that currently the other employees, their spouses, you know, heterosexual spouses, have the medical benefits and so on. So that would, you know, the option to have those equal rights would be amazing.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court ruling will likely prompt rule changes at many federal agencies in the coming weeks. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.